We're still running Operation Tower, which was an initiative over the winter, Catherine, lock up or lose it. So basically, we're just saying people to be vigilant, just to keep an eye out, to make sure that their property is secure. We're coming into the spring. It was heartening, certainly, to see a reduction in burglaries over the winter period, which is normally a crime generator. But, look, we have to ask people in the community, get involved, keep an eye out for the people who are vulnerable. And, you know, we would put down the reduction part in part to people being involved in community alert, neighbourhood watching, in particular text alert, and they're sending good information to the guards, which is of immense interest to us in the fight against crime. I think the reduction was, if you look at it the other side, there was something like 65 less reported burglaries for the period of the year 2015. So that's significant as well. But it still, it just shows you that the burglars are out there. They're looking for the vulnerable, the easy hits. They're looking for houses that haven't got alarm systems installed, that are isolated in rural areas, that sort of thing. That's what they're doing.
So the message here is, even though burglaries have been on the decrease, residents shouldn't be complacent.
They shouldn't be complacent, and it's just a matter of people, again, as I say, keeping an eye out for that car that's moving around, or in an urban area, a guy that's maybe going around checking doors, checking the back of houses, to see are they unlocked doors or unlocked windows that they can get an access. And, you know, if they get a minute or two, they're in, they'll go through all your stuff, they'll pick out what's valuable to them. They're after cash, jewellery, easily concealed items that have an intrinsic value that they can move on quite easily.